alone. It's time to connect the dots. Hey, let's connect the dots. Hey, this is Tom Edison speaking. This is BBS Radio. And it's time to connect the dots. So let's just get the some of the obvious things out of the way first, what's happened during the week. Alex Jones got screwed, stabbed in the back by his own lawyers, and it turns out he's there with egg on his face, and he's the real conspiracy theorist. Well, talk about the talk about a turnaround there. Well, it'll never be the same. He's ruining it for everybody else that wants to bring forth what's going on behind the scenes, because he got caught being the conspiracy theorist by, you know, stretching it too far. You know, the old saying, you give somebody enough rope and they'll hang themselves, and he proved that. Oh, well, so much for that. But let me tell you, there's all kinds of crazy things happening. You know, it started maybe a year or two ago. And for those of you who understand that there's more than one dimension of reality, the old model used to be 12 dimensions and 12 overtones, so 144 possibilities of different frequency ranges. But more recently, and I pick up a lot of this knowledge on YouTube and Twitter, because people go on Twitter and they post the YouTube stories about sharing information, and they're talking about 15 dimensions now. And there recently was a lot of detailed information about the 15 dimensions, three more beyond the 12 ones that we've heard about for years and years and years. And they went on to explain how the Stargate at the top of the 12th dimension was blown apart or something, and then there was only 11 dimensions to work with. And this happened, like, I don't know, 250 billion years ago. And that was the beginning of evil, because, or what we call evil, because they blew apart, created a black hole or something, and disconnected from the higher reality, the top 12th dimension, and the three additional 13th, 14th, and 15th dimensions that have the complete blueprint of everything from the single source of all there is. So they set up an artificial intelligence system based on mathematics and science that worked around seven flower of life pattern of seven, and where the original 15, encompassing all 15 dimensional blueprint, is 7 plus 7, all encased within 1, makes 15. So anyhow, there was a break from the top, and that 11 dimensions and downward was the beginning of evil, because they had broken apart. They kept part of the connection to the higher reality, but they kind of like cut it in half, you know? And they started to play God for themselves because, for whatever reason, I don't know. And this perpetuated through wars for millions and millions of years. Remember, this thing starts back 250 billion years ago. And so this is the information coming out now. And it talks about, it brings us back up to date, that closer date, like the, if you've ever read that book called The Bible, you heard the story about the fall. The Tower of Babel, you know. I'm not sure exactly what the date was, 3400 BC or something. Who knows? It's there. You can look it up. The Tower of Babel, where the languages were confused. Again, this was the dark side, making it harder for us to connect with Source or God. They changed all the, I guess the word is phonics for the languages. So that all the new languages coming forth after that point in time were different vocalizations that wouldn't connect with a higher reality, only up to a point. And so the original, I guess, universal language that was present among everybody in the universe was forgotten, because they imposed this newly developed languages that had different tones and vibrations to them that kept us disconnected. So we all started to babble. That's why it's called the Tower of Babel, though the they have a very incomplete story in the Bible. But so this stuff is being re-talked about now and explaining to us what a bad predicament the human race has been exposed to. And, of course, there's many other worlds that got exposed to this kind of AI intelligence, dark force control things that have pervaded itself through the galaxy. And this is, you know, making the picture a little even more complicated, but at the same time, it all has to come out because we're heading towards full disclosure. So it's just for you thinkers out there. There's more to somebody on Twitter named Larissa. She had it on her site. Hey, if you want to know more, hey, I'm on Twitter, Tom Edison Prez. This is your host, Tom Edison. And Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z, it's my hashtag on Twitter. Hey, go check out my tweets, and you'll find within the last day or two this hashtag Larissa. Had a couple of videos, important videos out there, and it gives you all this information about the 15th, 14th, and 13th dimensions, and then the 12 traditional dimensions and their 12 overtones, and something about once the break between the 11th and 12th was created by the creation of a black hole and a phantom matrix, instead of 12 overtones to each dimension, it got turned into 8. Talk about things getting complicated. Anyhow, for those who really want to get in-depth to this, that's where you can find it. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. And the number here is 888-627-6008. And if you are listening or watching through your computer screen, well, through the BBS radio site, Station 1, well, hey, the phone numbers are up there anyhow. But, hey, all you need is a phone and the ability to call a number on that phone. And having it all doesn't work if you have an old-fashioned dial tone. I mean, where you put your finger in the hole and turn it around, bring it to the as far as it goes, and then it clicks back. Yeah, phones of the past. I guess you can call that number. The phones of the past will take a little longer, no push buttons, but I believe it'll still work. Anyhow, that is the deal. This is a call-in radio show. Hey, if you got something important to say, call in. Anyhow, that's the scoop on the new information being revealed. And I came across some more information on the med beds. I've mentioned before, yeah, beds you can hop in if you're 80 years old, and 2.5 minutes later you come out, you're 30 years old. Sounds great. Where are they? Well, they're not at Walmart yet. But that's something, I guess, that won't show up until the Galactic Federation, or is it the Galactic Confederation? Make up your mind. Hey, there's a caller, a listener out there who wants to call in, and he knows for sure, or she knows for sure, whether it's the Confederation or just the Federation. The Galactic Confederation of the Galactic Federation, or the Galactic Federation of Light, GFOL. Well, these are the good guys that are, they claim, you know, they have their Cobra representative. And Cobra, it's a name that represents their source of relaying what they're doing to us. You find that by going to 2012portal.blogspot.com. And there's updates all along happening. But if you've never been there before, there's plenty of things to check out so you can catch up to what you missed out on over the past, I don't know, 3 years, 4 years, or whatever, how many years it was. I've only been following it for probably the last 4 years. But as usual, things are not moving as fast as we'd like them to be. And part of the problem I see with that is the fact that they're not willing to really let us partake in solving these issues. Some of them are really complicated, involving high-tech advanced sciences that most of us probably can't help with. But the other aspects of it, we the people of Earth, know a lot more about how the dark sides operate on our planet than the Galactic Federation does. I mean, they might be experts at disarming the high technology that keeps us in the energy veil and the quarantine stages. In fact, there are other quarantines going on besides the ones that they're dealing with also. That never gets talked about. And what I've concluded after following these guys and listening, trying to learn everything they're doing by their representatives and what they reveal to us, I've come to the conclusion they don't know everything that we do. Nor does most of the galaxy know a lot of things. Earthlings, we've been given certain special bits of information that apparently the rest of the galaxy knows nothing about. You know, they might know more about our history and the dark side ruling the galaxies and fighting wars, things that we don't know, but we also know things that they don't know. And that's part of the problem that's taken so long. You know, they're unresponsive. They had that disease of unresponsiveness themselves, you know. It's really annoying because, I can only really speak for myself, but I know there's plenty of people out there just like myself. We have a lot of pertinent knowledge that would certainly help the dark side deal with the chess game going on between the dark side and them, the Galactic Confederation, who claims to be the light forces that represent the real God. And they call it Source. You know, meanwhile, we have the teachings of Jesus that tells us to call the real God the Heavenly Father. Not, none of these Galactic Federation people refer to the single source of all there is on a personal level. So, you know, I don't know what's going on here. Well, it's just more proof that they don't know as many things that we know. And then if we relate this all to what Star Trek, we're all familiar with Star Trek, there's that episode where, you know, in Star Trek, there's definitely, the Federation is the good guys, you know, people from Earth and other star systems, the Vulcans. We're the good guys, and we have the bad guys are the Klingons, the Romulans, and a host of other negative reptilians. And there's that one episode where they're all given a different piece to the puzzle, and it all brings them to this one location somewhere in the universe. And they all get there, and they're ready to fight each other, like they're thinking the first one gets there gets the pot of gold or something like that. And then this group called the Founders, they have their representative come out, and they said, that's why we gave you all different pieces, then, in the hope that one day you would come here together and put your pieces together and understand the big picture. Because none of you have the big picture, you only have portions of it. An interesting story, and perhaps that's what's partly happening here on Earth now, this Galactic Federation. You know, they have high technologies beyond our comprehension, even. There's certain things we know as people who have lived a full life here on Earth know that they just haven't grasped yet. And that's why they should be talking to us, not the governments here. Individual people. Yeah, they've said, all right, after the event, but we're talking about making the event happen sooner. They need to talk to us now. And that nice offer from the Pleiadians, if you have private property, enough room where we can land one of our small craft, will meet you. Well, 90% of the people on this Earth don't have that piece of property that you're inviting to. Most likely it's the wealthy people that have that piece of property, and they're all in with the New World Order. So how many people are you really going to meet? You know, and those of us that have the best thinking abilities, you're probably going to meet none of us. And then you should be paying attention when people like myself make an attempt to contact you, that, you know, you don't slough this off, you know, because don't have the intuition to understand who's contacting you, and they might, by the way that they talk, the things they say, that they might have something to offer that you don't know anything about. Even when we spell it out plainly for you, you know, that we've got pieces of the puzzle you don't have. But apparently, that epidemic of unresponsiveness affects the whole universe, you know? And of course, we're living in a system where we put our ideas out there, and of course, the universe is set up to work that way, that the universe will respond to our thoughts and attempt to manifest. And this does still happen on Earth, regardless of how much they've contaminated the whole system. The universal system of creating from thoughts still works out to some degree. But I call it, an epidemic of unresponsiveness. Some of us know how to be really responsive, and others, apparently those in control of the Galactic Federation, they've been affected by this virus of unresponsiveness, you know, and they fail to understand, I think, that on Earth, the people, there's a difference between the governments, because they're all controlled by the New World Order, and the people that they are ruled over, the peasants, the common folks. And amongst the common folks is where the real intellectual people are in most cases. And if they're amongst the government ruling populations, forget it. No matter how much they know, they're under the control of the New World Order, and they won't be able to help you. You know, you got to come to that realization, you know? And I appreciate on behalf of humanity all the things that I hear are being done, but at the same time, right now, it's all hearsay so much. Because, you know, I exist amongst the common people, and common people really don't see anything happening except things getting worse. So the only people that seem to see things happening are the star seeds that I follow on Twitter. And of course, from my understanding, the star seeds, these are people who have incarnated onto Earth. They're from other planetary systems, mostly from the Pleiades star system. And they maybe retain some of their ability to connect with the higher reality, where the rest of us here, we're still operating on those two strands of DNA. But that doesn't stop us from knowing how to play the game of chess against the big guys. I mean, my observations and interactions of my life is that the elite, the New World Order, they're not really that good at playing chess. They're good at deceiving people and taking advantage of how gullible we are here on Earth, but they're really not great chess players. You know, they're great deceivers, and they're experts at bribing people and coercing people and threatening people and putting fear into their hearts and wrongfully treating people. Yeah, those are their talents. But when it comes to playing against a strategic game of chess, and that's what warfare is quite often, and this is a spiritual warfare here, and it's a physical warfare too happening. You know, all the governments of the world have declared war against the rest of us. So the 1% or less than 1% is declaring war on the 99%+, and that's what's going on now, and they're using their authority, and they're playing, banking on that people are going to stupidly obey a corrupt government, and people want to do the right thing, and they stupidly obey corrupt governments. The time now is to wake up, people, and slam the door in the face of your government, because your government doesn't even deserve to exist at this point in time. We need to set up alternative systems now. We, the common people. You know, we got to stop talking about the forefathers here in America. You know, that was a long time ago, you know, and it was a different world back then. The New World Order wasn't as powerful on a global basis as it is now. Yeah, it's a whole new ball game right now. And so, even though they set some good precepts up and wrote a wonderful constitution and a bill of rights, it's been pulled apart a thousand times over to where we have very little left of what was set up for us, because the bad guys have become more powerful. And they've inflicted more harm to humanity than was possible inflicting on humanity back in 1776. So let's stop talking about how great the forefathers were. And let's not forget also that back in the 1800s, the bankers formed the USA Corporation, which kind of like just shoved the real United States of America onto the back burner. And took over. That's right. There's the corporate, the USA corporation that's still running the show. You know, they're the ones who set up the Federal Reserve, the IRS, tax extortion. scheme, the CIA, corrupt agency, and all the other crap, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, NATO, all the corrupt things, communism, they set that all up, you know, the world controllers. And the U.S. corporation is part of that new world order. I hate to say it. There is a still United States of America, but we have to get rid of the corporation. So the only way to do that is to set up an alternative system where we can start pledging our allegiance to. It'd be a nice to have America the democracy. You know, originally America started off as a republic. If you know the Pledge of Allegiance and to the republic for which it stands, well, there's your answer right there. And we got to, you know, so we need to set up something alternative that will become popular, and we can just shift over our allegiance, these do-gooders who want to do what's right. Well, they'll, once we set something up good, which will be really quite easy in a way, people will start coming over and pledging their allegiance and stop paying taxes to the phony system. And we can get them to pay, if they want to pay taxes, they can pay them to the alternative setup. And we can do that by taking command of the narrative. It's really not as difficult as it sounds. But if everyone or 90% of humanity, or even the 99% of humanity that's being controlled, if they're all infected with this virus of unresponsiveness, nothing's going to happen, you know? And don't expect protesting to change anything. Governments around the world pretty much know that they can get away with anything. Doesn't matter who protests what. With few exceptions, protests don't work. Mainly because there's no follow-up. When you do your protest and the government doesn't respond, where does that leave you? Nowhere. You have to have a follow-up to a protest. You know, I tweet this all the time on Twitter. Carefully, because the twit monster is out there to get everybody. Oh, my God. They got so many little things to annoy you. That those AI algorithms that interfere with you speaking your point, the pop-ups that come up, don't bother to tweet because we're going to delete it. I mean, which is so annoying. The only way you can get by that, once that starts popping up, is you have to get off and come back on again and start with a fresh slate. But you better write down where you were so you can get back to where you wanted to tweet. But it's so annoying. And I'm sure that stops a lot of people from doing anything, you know, giving their 2 cents. And then there's the other things. You hit the button and it doesn't take you where you want to go. They take you somewhere else because they don't want you to comment on something. They don't even want you to retweet it. So you hit the retweet button and the machine will take you off to somebody else that you weren't there, or take you, and then they've got all these little nasty tricks on Twitter. I mean, too bad the Muskie one didn't buy it, you know, and do something with it. You know, that was probably another scam just to take our attention. Yeah, we all know that that's what they love to do, the dark side. They keep inventing things to get our attention, to keep us from paying attention to what we should be paying attention to, which namely is, you know, our corrupt governments. They're destroying society in every country in the world, including America here, too. I hear Gavin Boy in California, you know, making more trouble with his authority. I don't understand. How come the people can't unite to get rid of that clown? You know, well, and the one before him was just as bad. You know, used to be a good guy, Brown, I think his name was, and he turned sour, too. But You know, if you have a population that's infected with this virus of unresponse, the real virus, the virus of unresponsiveness, people are not going to come together in a powerful way. And people still don't get it. You can't ask the government permission because, you know, it's like going to the devil asking for mercy. You ask the devil for mercy, he's going to stick the pitchfork right up your ass, you know? And that's what people don't get. You can't expect understanding and consideration from government now because it's so over-controlled, even beyond over-control. You know, and they control 99% of the politicians out there. So even if there's one or two good politicians, they're really outnumbered heavily. And I bring it up many a times. Look what happened to Perot. Popular guy, paid for his own campaign, started his own political party. Well, the world order wasn't going to allow that to happen, and they sent the guys with the dark sunglasses, and they gave them the usual threats. You know, your family might be in danger, your loved ones, you know, might be hurt, you know. You better rethink what you're doing here, you know, and he had to back out, you know. But that's why I say the only way to beat the big guys in a presidential election, you have to do it as a write-in candidate. And then you need a lot of supporters that are willing to monitor all the polls. And then you got to find your electoral representatives. Boy, that's a shame, electoral representation. That's one of the stupidest things that was ever put in. I mean, I went to public school, too, and I heard the reason. The forefounders didn't think the people were smart enough to vote the right guy in, so they decided they were going to have elite representatives override the populace if they thought the people weren't voting for the right person. Well, that was a stupid idea from the beginning, but who was there to challenge it? Nobody. But the people weren't organized back then. But that should be, there's nothing stupider than the electoral vote system. It's undemocratic, and it's too easily manipulated. Because then, you know, really, all the elections, that's all they talk about. Oh, well, you get so many electoral votes, the election's over. Your opponent can't win. And for an independent person to have electoral voters in each state, that requires an immense amount of money and a lot of hard work. And it's just too hard to accomplish and too easily to sabotage. So, of course, we can't expect the people in Washington, D.C. to get rid of the electoral votes because that's part of their scam to stay in business. And they're not going to change the voting machines, but the people ought to be demanding it. But what good is demanding it if you don't have a follow-up plan? You know, just like they extort you if you don't pay your taxes the way we want you to, we're going to send the IRS and we're going to take everything you have and more with fines. And they love doing that. And it's called oppression and fear tactics. But everybody, you know, you're human. You do respond to fearful situations, and so will the government. So when you do a protest or you start making demands, you got to have a follow-up plan when they don't listen to you and let them know, well, you know, we told you this and you're not doing it. Now you're going to pay the consequence, whatever that consequence may be, you know. And we have to, that's how we have to do things, you know. Let them know that, no, you're going to do what we want, tell you to do, or, you know, you're going to lose your position of authority one way or another. And we'll say, you know, we have our guys with the dark sunglasses. And what about your family and friends? Hey, we know where you live. And unless they, it puts a little fear in their heart, they're just going to ignore you. But, you know, this is war, and we have to do things. You know, sure, the starseeds are out there on Twitter, and they're promoting love. And sure, love is the most powerful vibration in the world. But we need to balance that with the teachings of Jesus. Do you know the teachings of Jesus that were brought here to Earth? That is the Word of God. Because no one ever else came to Earth and said, everything I'm going to tell you is what the Heavenly Father, the real God, tells me to tell you. Whatever I say to you is not of my own volition. It's what the true God is telling, speaking through me to you, telling you what to say. So the teachings of Jesus as recorded in the books, the ones that haven't been altered, is the real Word of God from the top source down to us. And one of his famous teachings is, cast not your pearls before swine or pigs. Because the pigs will only, not understanding what you're giving to them, will only trample on them. They have no value to pigs. And so you have to balance that with the projection of love. And, you know, and again, because we have unresponsiveness among the people. You know, when they call for these global meditations, if you're not on Twitter, you probably don't even know about it because that's where they're advertised mostly. I don't know if they're advertised on the other platforms. I mean, I've tried looking at the other platforms, and actually Twitter has the best kind of setup, except the, you know, it's run by New World Order jerks, you know, that want to suppress free speech or anything that talks against the elite, the Paris in charge right now. That's the big problem. But they've actually got the best setup for internet setup for people communicating. And there's so much important information being shared out there. And one of the main bits, there's a lot of people promoting love. Now, sure, love could turn the whole U.S. Congress into loving hippies if we had a unification of millions of people. But if you pay attention to how many people participate in these global meditations, they were having a problem getting to 144,000, which was the minimum to make a dent in the system. You know, and you would need a significantly larger amount of participants for love only to outweigh all the dark forces. That's why we have to consider playing a game of strategies, of chess strategies against the dark side, and that requires things besides love. It requires physical actions and requires dedication and it requires unity, even if the unity is not total love. But that's the reality of the situation, you know, because not everyone wants to participate in a global meditation. Not everyone is even aware about global meditations. You're going to get an insignificant small amount, not enough to change the tide. And right now, but there's many other things happening. We have the global meditations that were successful, reaching beyond that 144,000 minimum, have opened the pathways from the great central sun to send good vibrations high frequency vibrations through the solar system, through the galaxy, through our solar system down to Mother Earth, and the connection has been made. And but the connection requires going through the bodies of the inhabitants of Earth. And let's just say if there's only that minimum of 144,000, you know, we're talking about 8 billion people on the Earth. Yeah, if we all were participating in this, the problem would be solved and evil couldn't exist anymore. But we don't have enough participants, and part of it is that apparently a universal virus of unresponsiveness, well, at least down in the third dimension here, that's also half of the fifth dimension now. It's still, you know, so few are in the fifth dimension, really. You know, I follow people on Twitter, and some of them claim that they're ready. But that number is a very, very small amount. The majority of the population is still stuck in the 3D dark force ruled government timeline, we can call it. And the only, you know, so there's a lot of hard work to do. And if the Galactic Confederation has been telling us the truth, you know, it's moving along very slowly because they don't have the knowledge of how to deal with the dark forces here on Earth. That's why, you know, I got tired of putting messages out there to call into this radio show so I could clue. If you represent the Galactic Federation, like, let me clue you into what you guys need to do that you're not doing. And it's basically talk to people like me or other people that have just as much of the same knowledge to give you about strategies in dealing with the dark forces. They're not that smart, really, when it comes to strategies. All they know is they've got the money, they've got the power, and they rely on people obeying authority. You know, people in the Galactic Federation, if you may be listening, I doubt it, because, I've had to tag you as an unresponsive lot, really. Have you ever watched the movie They Live? You know, that pretty well explains how bad they control us. Be a good movie for you guys to watch. I don't know. if you don't understand the concept, movies are great teaching devices. We have a lot of great science fiction movies that reveal a lot of truths about how the dark side operates and how ingenuity can be used to outwit them, because they're not as smart as they think they are. They're just overly powerful. Control of all the key pieces on the chessboard. But in the game of living chess, we're not limited to what's on a regular game of chess. We can do all kinds of things that you can't do in a real game of chess. All kinds of things. It's called thinking outside the box and making moves that they wouldn't even believe could be made, because we have superior intelligence. Those of us that have it, that have taught ourselves to think for ourselves, we are far, far smarter than the dark side. And you guys in the Galactic Confederation or Federation, I mean, I don't know if there's two of them out there. Well, anyhow, you guys out there that claim to be the good guys, you're missing out on some of the greatest intellectual thinking this universe has. Because we've had to live within the rules of the dark side, and we've learned how to get around their evil control ways far better than you're new at this game. You know? I mean, really. As far as I understand, the the galactic forces, the good guys, you haven't been in our solar system that long, you know, compared to regular humanity. And, well, hey, I've said it, you know. You guys got to break out of the, you know, cure yourself of the virus of unresponsiveness. Because we're stuck here suffering while you're still working at a snail's pace to get things done. Sure, I appreciate, we all appreciate what you're doing for us. You're doing things for us that we couldn't do for ourselves. And you made the right assertion that, no, we would never solve this problem by ourselves because the choker collar around our neck by the dark side is really, they have a tight leash on us. And they, as time goes on, it gets even tighter. And they've got all kinds of bad things they're whipping up and waiting to unleash on us. So it's important that you get here fast, land, and get rid of the bad guys. You know, I know I've heard all the excuses about they've got little black holes in our bodies and they can blow us up from the inside. But, you know, that's a little too fatalistic for me to just accept. I mean, if it's true, you know, there's a way around it. You see, on Earth, we're experiencing not taking no for an answer, and we're experiencing, no matter what roadblock you put in front of us, we'll find a way around it. It's called, we could call it Earth ingenuity or human ingenuity. We've got it. The dark forces don't, you know? They've relied on brute force, power, and the stupidity of humanity to obey any authority because they brainwashed with that crap from birth. And they've been very successful with that game plan. And so they don't have to exercise ingenuity. That's why they don't have it. So your date, like, of coming to Earth and finally rounding up the rest of the bad guys, it's too far off in the future. 3 years from now, 2025, do you realize how many bad things that we're going to have to suffer through in 3 years? You know? And if you can see what's happening, the people are really stupid in this world, you know? And they just don't get it, you know? They're just stupid, and they're going to walk off, be coaxed on into walking off a cliff time and time again, many times for the next 3 years. So, like, you guys need to land here next week and clean house, you know? I mean, really? This has dragged out too long. I don't care about how great Ashtar Command is and Commander Ashtar is. Believe me, if I had your knowledge and superior weapons and the knowledge of all the things going on that we, the regular people, don't, there was a way to make this thing go faster. All it takes is a little ingenuity, but if you just keep using tried and trusted methods from the past, you're like a stalemate Supreme Court, you know? With nothing new, you know? I mean, you got to keep coming up with new strategies because the dark side is not that smart. You can beat them much more easily by just inventing new strategies as you go. If you don't know how to do that, well, then you need to talk to people like me and others like me who know how to do it. We look at a situation and because we've got the knowingness and experience, we look at a situation and we know how to get around the roadblock. We know what moves to make on the chessboard immediately. Those of us that have the knowing, and those are the people you should be communicating with, but you're not. You know, you still got this idea that you're supposed to respect the authorities here. The authorities here, they're all traitors or they're stupid. Yeah? I mean, really, and they all lack ingenuity. And they're no good at solving problems, so why do you want to talk to that group for? Why do you want to land at the United Nations, you know, and think you're going to give everybody a last chance? Why even waste your time, you know? These corrupt politicians and other types of world rulers, some of them don't have souls anymore. Some of them don't have consciences anymore. And they all lack understanding and ingenuity. Why do you even want to talk to them? Please land next week and just round the whole lot of them up and give us the Galactic Codex. And we'll find people will come forward and volunteer to take command positions that know how to think of the larger group. And like I said, I doubt if you're even listening to this show, but you ought to be. And those of you who have any direct communications with the Galactic Federation or Confederation, in fact, that's still something that has to be settled. Hey, this is Colin Radio Show. Apparently nobody has the answer. What is it, the Galactic Federation or the Galactic Confederation? Are there two different groups? One is the real good guys and the other one's going to be the fake good guys that want to trick us. You know, we heard the story about the poles are going to shift. You know, there's going to be a one-mile-high tidal wave. You know, that information's been coming out and we heard the information that the Pleiadian ships are going to rescue humanity so we don't all fall victim to the big flood from the oceans splashing around a mile high across all the coastlines. Okay, but if there's two groups, the Galactic Confederation and the Galactic Federation, one of them the bad guys, they might pretend to be the Pleiadians. And if you guys, well, I don't even know if you guys have watched any videos that we produce here on Earth, because the word needs to be passed along. Watch that video called The Twilight Zone, the episode called To Serve Man, you know? It's kind of very similar to what you're saying we're supposed to believe you're going to do. You land here. It's the same thing. You're talking about landing at the United Nations. Well, in this episode, yeah, these big extraterrestrials land at the UN and they pretend they're going to help us, and they help us to some extent, you know, scientifically. And then they offer to take some of us off this world to visit their world, and it turns out they're cannibals. And they just want to take us off and use us as food supply. So who's to say that's not going to happen when the tidal wave comes? How do we know that we can trust the real Pleiadians to rescue us? And how do we know that there aren't fake Pleiadians, you know, calling out, hey, we're here to rescue you. And we get trapped getting on the wrong ship. Huh? That's something you consider, and we need to consider that. I mean, really? Like I said, I don't even know if the Galactic Federation, have you watched all the movie productions and all the videos and all the movies that have been produced on Earth where we talk about this kind of stuff happening? Because we have plenty of movies that warn about the dangers, you know, and there's the people out there on Twitter and the star seeds and saying, trust the system. Yeah, I like to trust the system. I like to trust the universe. But as long as the dark side remains, when a pole shift comes, I mean, you're talking like a pole shift is going to come, and you have the event hasn't happened yet. So that means there might still be bad guys around that are going to trick as many of us as possible. Because these bad guys want to take us down, as many as they can, because they have no intention of changing their evil ways. And there are evil creatures on our world that are that evil. They have no intention. You can offer them anything and they will not change their evil ways. So this is what we're contemplating. This is what thinkers on this world are thinking. And if you haven't watched all the science fiction movies and all shows like The Twilight Zone or One Step Beyond or The Outer Limits or all the science fiction movies from the 1940s on, maybe even starting in the 30s, if you haven't watched all those movies, you don't know, you know so little about the human race and about the dark side. You might know how they've high-teched the Archons and the, you know, Star Trek technologies that are creating the negative vibrations on our world. But what about all the other stuff that maybe you don't know about, but you should? Because by watching all those science fiction movies, you'll learn about the ways of the dark side that you probably don't know about. Because being out there in the spacecraft is way different than being on the face of the planet, walking about and being subjected to the evil control forces, the brutality, the violence, the overpowering the overpowering making the wrongful the right because of power rules, and you haven't been subjected to that. So it's important. If there's anybody out here listening to my voice that has a connection to the Galactic Federation, you better start watching those movies. Because from what I see happening, and I've been paying attention to this for 4 years, you guys are unaware of so much that you should be aware of. And that's part of the reason you're taking so long to get this thing done, because the longer you take, the more people on Earth are suffering. So, like, get with it and snap out of this unresponsiveness on your part. And I don't buy this, oh, well, you don't want to talk to us because you're worried about, come on. Nobody is going to get in trouble by you making a phone call to my show and getting a little insight about what you should be doing and creating an opportunity for people that don't have property to meet with Pleiadians. And there's a lot of ways to do this, but the things you're offering are too limited. And it's dragging the situation out to the point it gives more opportunity for the dark side to kill more of us and make more of us suffer. And that's not good. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. Hey, anybody out there knows the good Galactic Confederation or Federation, whatever it is, have them find somebody to call in. There is no risk to call into this show. If you don't know how to make a telephone call without getting traced, how could that be possible? I mean, you've got superior technology. I mean, really? I could tell you how to do it, but you'd have to talk to me on the phone here to learn how to do it. I mean, it's not that difficult, please. Oh, well. So we're coming to the end of the show. You're going to hear some of my original music. In the meantime, hey, I got two albums out there on CD Baby and YouTube. Why don't you start listening to the songs? Maybe two albums are on the CD Baby, put out there by CD Baby on YouTube. The two albums by me, Tom Anderson, I'm the artist. All original songs by me and Tom Anderson. Two albums are called American Party Songs and song is better than Dylan. Look it up. Listen to one of the songs. Here, I'll pick one for you to listen to. The Earth, She Loves You. Yeah. Or how about Jerusalem? You know? If the people in Jerusalem listened to that song and followed the advice, they wouldn't be fighting still. You know? It's their solution to Jerusalem fighting amongst the Israelis and the Arabs fighting. It's in that song, Jerusalem. Look it up. Listen to it. You know, I write songs with solutions in them. That's a good one to start with. And that's on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. Okay, you're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of Are You the Party in Kanye? And watch the YouTube video on that of mine. And you'll see what the party kind looks like and how we act. And that's followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. That's also the first song on my CD Baby album, Songs Better Than Dylan, I Gotta Be Somebody. Okay, Mr. Edger, I'll give you the countdown, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. And without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look cause I caught their eye.